Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Taddy, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
You know, Dave Wunstedt, he wasn't too confident because he was sick. The night before on Friday night, he had to have the doctors and trainers come over to his house and give him intravenous feedings or whatever that stuff where they stick the needle in you and all that stuff.
He was still sick at the meeting last night.
Yeah, he could hardly get through a meeting, but you just had the feeling that this Bear team was overly confident, and you wondered where it came from. You know, Dave Wonstadt looks pretty healthy today, though. I mean, yeah, I think you can throw the bucket on him. Hey, Wonstadt does look good today. I said winning. Winning's a great deodorant.
Yeah.
I think winning could be a great antihistamine.
I think it could.
They're a great healer. They did get him. Someone dumped him with a little bucket.
Yeah.
He's happy. It's okay. See, you can throw it on a sick guy. Whoever it was a wimpy throw, though.
And they did it from a distance.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, from a distance. It was probably a little old bucket, too. But more important than that, they won, and they're going on, and they're still in the playoffs.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And that 5 o'clock somewhere is right here. What a pull. The soundtrack of our football lives, Pat Summerall and John Madden talking about Coach.
From January 1st of 1995, that is the Bears beating the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs, score of 35-18. And our man, Coach Dave Wonstadt, drenched. Was the cold water or the Gatorade a good antihistamine, as John Madden suggested there, Coach?
What's happening, fellas? Is this Twitch working? Can you guys see me?
You look good. I got the green collar, okay. Yellow tie. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it actually works or not, you know, so that's good to hear.
Yes.
That was obviously a great night to win, particularly a little bit like the Bears scenario from the standpoint of third time playing a team in your division. So that is similar. But it sounds, you know, I think the Bears are ready to go. I mean, you know, I know everybody's excited about Rome coming back. Adunze, you know, obviously there's only one football. You know, who are you going to get the football to? So I'll be real curious to see how Ben Johnson game plans this. Who's going to be the featured guy in the passing game? And obviously we know what's going to happen in the running game. And then on the defensive side, I think the thing that everybody should be watching is, you know, we did a little bit more pressure blitz in the first game. Didn't turn out real well. We gave up a couple 40-yard passes. The second game, we did not. We played more, a little bit too deep, some one deep zone, and got good, better results. So, you know, how much we pressure Green Bay would be the other thing, I think, to keep an eye on as this game unfolds.
So you talked about Rome being back. What would you do if you had a limited Kyler Gordon? How would you pick and choose how to use him?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, it's really good timing because CJ's out, right? So he's yes. banged up. So it's perfect timing. It's not like you're sitting somebody on the bench. I would have any time a player comes back off an injury, and I would say this same thing about Roma Dunze. There's a different speed playing in a game than there is in practice. And so I would always, in the back of my mind, have, okay, let's say Gordon, say, doesn't hold up. Who's going to take his place? And does that person, if they start him, who's going to take his place? And does that person get enough practice during the week? And same thing with Rome. I mean, you know, you get two or three plays that you really think Rome could make an impact, and then all of a sudden – you know, his foot flares up again and he can't play. Now, can the next guy do those plays or do you just scratch him? That's what Ben's going through and Dennis Allen with Gordon. You know, it's I don't know. Is Gordon going to start or is he just going to be ready to play? And I would say the same thing with Odunze. Is he going to start or the rotating, you know, the receivers is a little bit easier, I think, at this point because they're all healthy.
Yeah, I mean, the rotating of defensive backs is like not something that's usually done. You know, we look at snap counts every week, right, Coach, and usually we see guys, well, look, they all played 100 or 100%, or some of those guys played 95%. Then there's a couple for the nickel. But really, since Jalen's come back, it's been all over the place. And without Kyler, it's been a lot of CJ, but now no CJ. So look, is it feasible for, you know, to have six guys at five spots and rotate around, or like seven guys at five spots and really rotate if Kyler can't go? Maybe Tyreek gets in and plays a little, you know? Is that even feasible to think about it like that?
Well, you know, it depends on two things. Number one, if he's playing just third down, you know, what are you going to have third down plays? Probably at the most 15. Somewhere around 12 to 15 plays.
That's interesting.
So you say, okay, he can handle that. But if they are going to match up whenever Green Bay puts three receivers in there, then we're going to go to nickel automatically and match up with them with an extra DB, take a linebacker out. Now that may be the whole game. I mean, that could be 50 or 60 plays, you know. So that's going to be the thing that that we don't know. We don't know what Green Bay is going to do. Is it going to be just third down, you know, or is it going to be the whole game as far as their personnel matching up with them? That will be the question mark.
That's a really great detail that only like a defensive coordinator might think about and give to us. Maybe you limit Kyler by having him be your third down guy. If you got to go nickel in the first two downs, Coach, you'd go Nick McLeod, who has been your backup nickel. You could do it that way if you want, right?
Yeah, and I got a feeling that, you know, we got to keep in mind, and I may have talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, when Matt LaFleur, when they had one of the best offenses in the league with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, they were in the top five running offenses in the NFL. People lose sight of that. And then Aaron was doing his rollout and his play action passes, and here we go. So I bring that up because it's not out of character for Matt LaFleur at Green Bay to line up and say, you know what? we're going to try to take the air out of the football and see if the Bears can stop our running game. Jacobs is healthy now. You know, the backup played good, Wilson, and he's ready to go. And that will set up some play action pass for us and limit the number of opportunities that Caleb and the offense get. So I do think that that's something. So if that's the case, then you want a nickel back in there that's ready to support the run, because they can go three wide receivers and run the ball, try to spread us out, which is probably what they'll do. So we got to be ready with our matchup things. Yeah, you're saying, okay, we're putting a nickel in there to match up with their receiver. But if they're handing the ball off, that nickel back has to be responsible for a run support. So that's what you're into there as far as who the guy is.
Well, the good thing is that we know when healthy, Kyler Gordon is all about coming up in run support. And if he's out there, I agree with you, Coach. They'll try to match it up and see if they can push him around or run him around. I hope that he's up for the challenge, because they could really use him being good on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been tough on as good a player, as many impact plays as CJ has made. He's had some rough matchups in there at the slot. How about last week with St. Brown, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, with all of them, St. Brown and Raymond and Williams and all of them. Coach, we've been talking a lot about TJ Edwards. Could we see DeMarco Jackson? Would you consider DeMarco Jackson either instead of TJ or to spell him a little bit as a backup green dot, just to get him on the field? Or you know, maybe he'll be the third backer, which he was last week when they used three backers in very rare situations.
Yeah, I would not take and I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm feeling exactly what you're feeling with TJ, but I would not take him out of the game in this game. I would have him on the field. I think he brings, you know, obviously plays as a player, but also that leadership. And the guy's been, you know, on some pretty good teams up there in Philadelphia. Let's not lose sight of that. So I like his leadership. I think there's a lot of value in that. And you know what? You brought up him. That's an interesting thing. Do we all remember when he was hurt with the hamstring and then he came back and he lasted? It was the first quarter. Remember? And he was chasing a long play. I forget who it was. And all of a sudden the hamstring went and he limped off the field. So that's an example of what you got to be careful of with Gordon and Roma Dunze. A starter that was hurt. Starter is back. Starter re-injures his injury. So that's a good example of that, too.
When you look at the Packers' defense since they lose Micah, is there anything about what they do that overly concerns you?
No, except they got good players. And they want to pressure. They want to pressure. They really have good athletes over there. And I think it showed up. The last time the Bears played them, everybody was saying, well, Caleb didn't get out around on the perimeter. I thought Green Bay had a nice plan, but also, man, those guys, those linebackers can run. I mean, they're top draft picks. They're good players. The one thing that the first thought that comes to mind is Rashad Gary, because after Parsons got hurt, you know, it was obvious, not obvious, but it was the important part of their defense was going to be who's going to get pressure, who is going to rush the passer. And at that time, Gary had, he was second in sacks. I don't know what it was, six or seven. I can't remember.
I think it was seven and a half.
But he hasn't done anything since. That's the point. You know what I mean? So if you're Jeff Hafley at Green Bay, you know, I'm talking to these guys saying, hey, somebody's got to beat somebody one-on-one. You know, we don't want to get into a blitz-a-thon with these guys, but we have got to generate some pressure on Williams and not let him get comfortable in the pocket. And somebody's got to win up front, and they're struggling right now. We're struggling, and they're struggling doing the same thing. Very similar.
Dave Wanstead is with us here on Spiegel and Holmes, and it's always great. We love you, Wani. So, look, I am afraid of Jordan Love against the blitz. I'm afraid of Jordan Love on third down and third and long. I heard Bigsy this morning, the third and long numbers for Jordan Love are outrageously good this year. Like quarterback rating above 100 on third and long. Do you attack him? Do you still blitz him, even though he beat it? Do you try to sit back and just beat the hell out of the targets after he throws it? What do you do?
I'd start off by playing some zone and not blitzing them, just to get a feel for the game. Let's see how much they're going to run it. Because people lose sight of this now. Everybody says, oh, just blitz them. Well, you have passing blitzes and you have run blitzes. The problem is, if everybody saw what happened. If you're in a blitz coverage and somebody gets in the open one-on-one, there's nobody to help. Well, it's the identical thing when you run blitz. And I've had it happen on all levels. Two guys run in the same damn gap and they hand the ball off and he hits a crease and there's nobody. I mean, the guy hits his head on a goalpost. So, you know, it's easier said than done. Oh, just blitz him. That'll stop the run. You know, I would go into it myself and just get a feel for what Matt LaFleur's thinking. Is he going to just, you know, normal offense, or is this going to be a heavy run? It could be heavy pass. Let's see what they come out of the box with, and then I'd be ready to adjust. And this late in the season, you know, you got your whole package. The guys know it. You're not going to add much, particularly for this game, playing them, you know, three times in 6 weeks or whatever it is. No, less than that, I guess, right? But
36 days, something like that. 36 days, yeah, crazy.
In a month, yeah. So, I mean, you're not going to do a whole lot new. So my point is, the guy should know what to do versus run blitzes pass. Now it's just a matter of executing it. I would just kind of wait and get a feel for him. Wait and get a feel. Don't give up a big play. Don't get the crowd out of it. Let's be sound here early and get a feel for what they're going to do.
Coach, you've been in these situations as a coordinator. You've been in these situations as a head coach. What's the building like on a playoff week? Like, what were you like on playoff weeks?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, I felt pretty fortunate because I had been there and won a Super Bowl and went through it, you know. So I was very confident in the approach that I wanted to take. So it really wasn't. You feel it with the players, okay, particularly the veteran players. And the young guys, it's another game. I mean, anybody that starts, you know, when we went to our first Super Bowl at Dallas, Jimmy Johnson never mentioned Super Bowl until we were on a bus getting ready to fly to L.A. I mean, the whole thing was just win the next game. Guys, we got another game. Whoever it is, what do we got to do to win this game on offense, defense, and special teams? So, you know, we never got ahead of ourselves. It was let's you know, we only have so much time in the day. Our minds can only handle so much. Let's really be dialed in for this one. Make every play count. Make every play count. I remember talking to our guys about that, hey, you know, I mean, all, you know, you get in the playoffs, you know, one fumbled muff punt and they recover it and score could be the difference in you being completely out of the playoffs or not. So it, that's kind of what you're into there when you get into the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. Well, I it's great stuff. How about like during the game, if something goes wrong, cause coach, like, we've been talking to some guys, Kurt Warner this week, talking about if something goes wrong, it can like roll over on itself and it can make another thing go wrong and then another thing. So what do you do if something goes wrong, and how do you get your guys to stay level in that time?
Well, when we played the Vikings here,
yeah,
we kind of did what the Bears did. You know, we were kind of a bend but don't break defense. I mean, it was Warren Moon, Chris Carter. They had obviously a great team. And we forced field goals. We forced field goals on them, and then that gave us a chance to win the game. But we were never out of the game. It was always in control of the game for the most part, or close, because of forcing field goals. When we won the division and we were playing the Colts in Miami, okay, the first round of the playoffs, we fell behind by 15 points with Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James and those guys. And we went in the locker room and it was not a pretty locker room. And the guys responded. The guys responded, and we came out, and you know, we didn't throw many passes the second half. We just kind of we went into wishbone mode, you know, and that was the end of it, and beat them. But no, so I, you know, every game's gonna have ups and downs. You're gonna fall behind in most games, and unfortunately, the Bears have been there. Bears have won six games when being behind in the last 2 minutes of the game. That is that is fabulous. That is unheard of. That's a little bit scary, to be honest with you, but hats off to him. I mean, Caleb Williams has done remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about that as it pertains to how you feel inside of a game like this. What advice, if any, would you give Caleb as he gets ready for his first playoff game?
Just, you know, I don't think you need to say much to him. You don't need to force anything. You got a lot of talent around you, Caleb, I would say. You know, a lot of, you know, if we call the deep one and you don't like it, take the check down. Take the money. Give your players a chance to make plays. You know, we don't have just one weapon. You could throw the ball to either tight end or all four of those receivers or either one of those backs, and they're going to make a big play for you. I would just convince them that, you know what, you got a lot of weapons out there. Make good decisions. And take what the defense gives you. Don't force anything.
Coach, you think Ben Johnson will have something new, something fun, something weird? Not necessarily even a trick play, but just maybe something new in the offense. It's the third time, man. Like, he's got to have something he's been holding in the back pocket, and he's like, I'm going to surprise him. I don't know what it would be. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be either, but no, he'll have something new for sure. You know, you study the tape you know, you come up with ideas for every game. So Ben likes it. He'll do it. I think in this game and I don't want this to be interpreted the wrong way. I made the comment early in the week on Mully and them that I think Ben will be aggressive this week because he was playing with house money. Now, house money doesn't mean Ben's not going to do anything stupid, okay? But I do think that he talked for 2 days about regretting not going for it on fourth down. I think now he's in the playoffs. He's at home. I think that he'll be, aggressive with his play calling. I truly do. I don't think he's going to sit back and say, I wish I would have dialed that up. I think he's going to dial it up.
Yeah,
see if we can make a play.
Yeah, you know, I heard what you said, and I'm glad you get a chance here to kind of paraphrase it if you need to. But coach, who's got more pressure on him? Like, LaFleur and the Packers are supposed.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to win this, aren't they?
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Not even close. I mean, they were a Super Bowl pick, you know, when the season started. There's no question who has the most pressure on him. I mean, that's from the head coach. I would say even and the quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's the guys that you're gonna talk or point to, win, lose, or draw, you know, whether they like it or not. So I would say that the Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, got a lot of pressure on you guys.
Boy,
you got to show up.
Yeah, boy, that'd be fun to see them tighten up, wouldn't it? Lawrence, middle of the game.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Come on.
I'd love that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any. I think it's going to come down to the end again, somehow, some way. And, you know, and the thing I feel good about is the Bears' ability to close a game. And by that, I mean, you got a lead with 3 minutes to go. Can you run the ball successfully with your running back and quarterback and make two first downs and end the game and not give them the ball back? And I feel really good about us being able to do that. I think the best matchup, everybody's going to talk quarterbacks and receivers and on and on. I think the best matchup the Bears got, to be quite honest with you, is our offensive line versus their defensive line. I mean, they got the Wyatt kid out and Parsons. They got two of their best defensive linemen out and hurt. So I like our matchup up front on offense.
Kind of a sneaky thing about Rome being back is what he does as a blocker in the run game.
Hadn't even thought about it till you mention it right now. But you're right. He's a terrific blocker in the run game.
Yeah, so is Burden. I mean, I'm you know, I got to see Rome. I almost forget Rome, you know what I mean? Because it's been so long since he's made some plays. And I guess I've kind of got, I jumped on my man Luther's bandwagon a little bit. But I agree with you. Rome did a great job when he was in there.
Coach, you doing TV tonight? You looking spiffy.
I am. I am at NBC right now, and I am going to jump on there with Jim Miller, Peanut Tillman, and Pat Manley, and we are going to do a 30-minute NBC playoff special. So it's going to be fun.
When's it going to air?
It's live, Coach. You think I dressed and walked the streets of Chicago like this?
I know that it's on. I know that Lawrence, it's live. I want to know
6:30. 6:30.
Thank you, no Coach.
No access Hollywood. Okay, so I know you're going to be disappointed, but that's life in the big city. It's playoff time, Lawrence. Okay, so record it. There you go.
Yeah,
I'll be home in time to watch it live.
I thought Lisa Gibbons was joining you guys.
And then we got to get into some you tonight, guys.
Ooh. Coach, you were dead on about the you last week, man. You were dead on about those guys got some ass kickers up front defensively.
I think it's time for Warren Sapp and Vinny Testaverde to be on that sideline. Just you watch the guys. All the guys will start coming. See, Mario Cristobal played. We recruited him, and he played on that team at the U, so he can say what he wants about convicts and Catholics, but he was a convict too. He can't hide from us. And deep down, he likes it. He likes it. So that's why those guys are all down there. It's insane. It's crazy. Mike Irvin and Ray, I mean, oh God, who knows? The Edge, yep.
Yeah,
it'll be a group.
Your phone was blowing up, you said last week when they started winning, right?
Crazy.
Well, Coach, have fun tonight on TV. Enjoy yourself. That sounds like a great crew. You guys got 6:30 tonight. You can watch a little football coverage with our guy, Coach, and he looks good. He's got the blue vest on, too. He's rocking a three-piece suit.
Yeah, he does.
My guy is looking good. The hair is looking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Killing it, Coach.
Yeah, well, Lawrence, you dress for success, right? That's what we're trying to do.
It's key. Coach, say hello to everyone for us, all right?
And I'm drinking a coffee. Think about that. What's wrong with this picture?
You are focused. It's playoff time.
What's wrong with this picture on my 5 o'clock score show? I am so. I hope I'm not disappointing the listeners and the viewers.
No.
But we'll be back. We'll be back.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. See ya.
He's the best.
I love that guy so much, man.
Absolute best.
He's hilarious.